Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to head over to the west central Minnesota, bring in Clyde Tiffany. He's a field agronomist for Pioneer. Clyde, been a few months since I've talked to you. How have things been going this harvest season?
You know, it's gone relatively well. A lot of guys are wrapped up with their beans. Their beans are pretty much done. We had some issues with the beans being pretty tough in the stems, so it took a little longer to go through them. And yet the beans themselves were dry, but the stems really slowed down that separator and just the ability to get through them quickly. But beans are wrapped up. Guys are well into corn. Some guys had jumped into corn for a while when they had some rains, and they couldn't go on the beans for a while. But I'd say, at least in my territory that I cover, probably about 95% done on beans and maybe 40 to 60% done on corn. Although I'm with a producer today that just barely got started on corn, but they're doing fine. And what's really interesting, the most common theme I've had from folks is that the yields are more than they really expected on both the corn and the beans. You know, there's some areas where it got hurt really badly by the drought, and those didn't recover. But there's some key rains that took place in a few areas that brought us more yield than we ever thought possible on some of those fields. And the really heavy soils held together okay. Also impressed with how deep the crop had to go to get water, but it did get it. And, you know, number of bushels per inch of rainfall during the season is phenomenal in some of these cases. So generally, overall, good stuff. We do have guys that were pretty disappointed in a few fields. And we also had fought some nasty wind damage that happened in August. And a lot of those fields got harvested and taken out early, which was the right thing to do because the crop is older than the calendar says. And it went through a lot of stress during the summer, and we pushed a lot of growing degree units. We still haven't had a frost, which probably limited our ability to get through those beans earlier. We do have some guys harvesting ripe ears of corn on green stalks, which is or relatively green, which is common in some areas, but not so much up here in our area year to year.
I was going to ask you about that because that's something that's been popping up a little bit, or even for soybeans, there'd be like a little streak of green mixed in there, and it just kind of throws you off a little bit.
It is a little disconcerting because you look at the field, you say, I can't possibly be ready, and yet the green is dry.
Right.
And we always know that old man winter can be just a few days away. I mean, we saw the western Dakotas and into Montana get a foot to 20 inches of snow last week. So, you know, it's coming and you just have to stay on it. And I think overall people are feeling pretty good about it, but we only go backwards on plant health and standability as you progress. The natural pathogens that break down the stalks start setting in. They go from root rots into stalk rots. I've had a lot of comments from guys that they're seeing a lot of sooty mold, kind of a black sooty mold on the leaves and the stalks of both the corn and the beans, and then it gets on their headers and it gets on their combines, but it's really not in the grain, and those are just saprophytic fungi that come in as the plants are dying, and there's exudates that come out of the cells. Basically, it feeds on the sugars that's there. It's a great substrate for it to grow on, and it grew pretty well during some of that hot, humid weather. What was tremendous about some of that hot weather, though, is that we dropped moisture pretty dramatically, so we had a lot of natural air drying out there in the field, and the actual dryers for the corn grain for drying it were pretty efficient when you had those high temperatures. Now we're going to get a little more cool down and you know, as we head toward latter part of October into November, it's less efficient to get that that dry down. But nobody's going to stop now. We're going to get it out. We want to get it out, get tillage done.
Again, that was Pioneer agronomist Clyde Tiffany. This is Inside Agriculture.